I thank him again for the prayer that has come forth and everything that he allowed Pastor to pray for the people. Because a lot of it, what he put on my heart on yesterday, and I thank God for the Spirit moving. Because God knows best. Again, reminding me that God knows all. He knows all, and I just thank him on this morning. And I lift him up on today, even the more, God, I exalt you on today, God. For you are letting me know and assure me, God, there is nothing greater or bigger or too hard for you. And I just bless you on today, God, for helping me to grow in the area of being reassured and encouraged and safe and secure in you in the knowing, God. Because I know it's not too hard for you, God, and it's not far-fetched. I know it's not impossible. I know, Lord God, that your arm is not short, neither is it flat, Lord God. I know, Father God, that you can do the things of all that I can ask, think, or even imagine. And it's all in your timing, God. And I thank you, Father God, for letting patience to have a perfect work within me, Lord God, that I will be anxious for nothing, Father God, but with anticipation and expectation, Father God. Help me to grow in that place of just trusting and believing you, God, and taking you at your word, God, with no wavering, with no doubt, and no hesitation, Father God. But just simply, Lord God, having the grounded root and anchor in you to stand on your word, God, because it is so true. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God, for this place that you have us in, Father God, to help us to increase in our faith and trust and belief with you, Father God, that we walk in now faith, Father God, believing you now, Father God, for even for those things that we have not yet seen, Father God, because we know, God, that you are able and capable of doing, Father God. We know, Lord God, even those things concerning us about somebody else, God, you are able to do, God, because you're the only one who can fix it. You're the only one who can get the job done, God, and your word lets us know and reiterate that you are I am. You are in and everything that we need you to be, God. We want to say thank you for that, God. In the midst of our trials and our tests and our troubles, God, that you are there because you never leave us or forsake us, God. We want to bless you on today, Father God, for helping us to get to, grow through, and come out of it all, Lord God. We want to thank you on today for our liberty and our freedom, Father God, no longer allowing these things to keep us warped and entrapped and caged in our minds, Father God, going round and round, Father God, but having that peaceful thought within, Father God, to know that there is no God like our God. And nobody, Lord God, can stand against you, Father God. Nobody else can take your place or fill your shoes, God. Nobody else can make moves the way that you make moves, God, because you are I am, and we bless you on today. Oh, God, we just lift you up and glorify you, God, and tell you that we are grateful and thankful unto you, Father God, for working within us, God, and working these things out of us, God, that try to hinder us and block our blessings, Lord God. We want to thank you on today, Father God, for lifting us up within, Father God, giving us that peace and assurance within our hearts, God, and even in our thoughts, God, being our mind regulated, God, thank you for helping us, oh God, to commit our ways and works unto you, Father God, that we may be established in you, God. We want to say thank you, Father God, because we know, God, there's no other way that it can be done, only through and with you, God. And we want to just bless your name, God, because we know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, God. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you, Father God, for the hope and the joy on this morning, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it's not cloudy anymore, Father God, that we don't have to go around, Father God, in fogginess, Father God, but we can see clearly now, Lord God. Remove the scales of our eyes and uncorking our ears and even open the ears and eyes of our hearts, Lord God, even as we ponder and search ourselves, Father God, looking within, Father God, that you may be able to help us to find any, Father God, anything, Father God, that is not like you, Lord God, any flaws or any defects, Lord God, any isms or schisms, Father God, any deficiencies on today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for removing everything that's not like you, Lord God, within on today, Father God. Even concerning the past, God, simply, Lord God, helping us to let it go, Father God, and forgetting it, Lord God, and throwing it exactly where it needs to be thrown, Father God. In the past, God, we want to say thank you on today, Father God, for helping us, Lord God, to have a mind in you, Lord God, forming the us to have a mind like Christ on today, Father God, helping us, Lord God, to accept the unacceptable and forgive the unforgivable, Father God, removing, Lord God, any conditions, Father God, and any of those other things that cause us, Father God, to be in a place that we cannot be genuine and authentic in you on today, God, giving us that heart of love and compassion and empathy that we need on today, Father God. We may walk in love, God. We just want to say thank you for all, God. Thank you for everything that you're doing, God, for the molding and the shaping, God, for the pressing and the stretching on today, Father God, even the breaking, Father God, because when you do it, God, you do it with grace, God, and we thank you, Father God, for doing it with grace, Father God, because we know, Lord God, it's not to hurt us or harm us, but to make us, and we thank you, Father God, for making each and every one of us, Father God, to be the men and women of God that you have called for us to be, Father God, helping us, oh God, to walk upright, straight, and holy, oh God, seeking after your righteousness, oh God, and not seeking that we are right on our own, Father God, because we know that our ways, Lord God, are not your ways, and neither our thoughts like your thoughts. And as you have already let us know that our righteousness is as filthy rags, God, we thank you for washing us and making us pure. We thank you for cleansing us, oh God, with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you that you sent us your son, Jesus, that we may be free from it all, God. Lord, we thank you on this morning for the freedom within, oh God, that we never have to be bound again, Father God, to the lie, to the thoughts of our mind of disbelief and doubt, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for the assurance and the encouragement and the knowing of, Lord God, in everything that you have spoken and promised to us, God, spiritually as well as naturally. God, knowing for sure and for certain, Father God, that your word is true, and we can stand on it, God. We can hold on, Lord God, and we can just simply trust and believe, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for moving, Lord God, the doubt, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for helping us not to waver and not believing in you, Lord God. We just want to thank you on today for exposing the vices of the enemy, Father God, in the thoughts in our mind. God, continue to cover our minds in the blood of Jesus. Father God, continue, Father God, to clean out every compartment, Father God, of anything that may be lingering, Lord God, of falsification in our thoughts on today. Let's continue, Father God, to be mindful of pulling down of strongholds, God, casting down every vain imagination, Lord God, exalt itself above you, Lord God, because it is all a lie, Father God. It's contrary to what your word and your will and your way says on today, God. And may we continue, Father God, to speak your word in our hearts and our minds, Lord God. As you continue, Father God, to allow it to be grounded and rooted and seated and planted in us, Lord God, that you may continue, Lord God, to water it and it grows in us, God. We thank you for your word, Lord God, that continues, Lord God, to strengthen us, Lord God. Your word, Lord God, that continues, Lord God, to make us, Lord God. Your word that continues, Father God, to nourish us, God. We thank you for your word, Lord God, your spoken word and your written word, Father God, that continues to keep us encouraged in you, God. We just want to say thank you for that. Oh, God, we bless your name. Father God, I ask for this morning that every prayer, Lord God, has already gone forth, Father God, and every prayer within our hearts on this morning, Lord God, that we may not have yet spoken of, that you continue to consider and answer these prayers on today, Father God. And may we have a pure and sincere and genuine heart, Father God, with no hidden motives, no hidden agenda, no ill will, and no ill intent, Father God. And even as we come to you in prayer, Father God, to stand the gap for one another, Father God, because we touch you in the green, Father God, and that knowing that you are able or capable, Father God, I ask you to see about your people, Lord God, because we know, Father God, you know what we have here before we even ask, God. So, Father God, I'm asking right now, continue, Lord God, to touch the situations and circumstances, God. Continue, Father God, to touch those things concerning our loved ones on this morning. Continue, Lord God, to touch those things concerning the marriages of today, God. Go into the hospital, Lord God. Continue to go into the labor and delivery for us, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to go into the cancer units, God. Continue, Lord God, to go into the jails and the prisons, God. Continue, Lord God, to go into the nursing homes, God. God, I ask on this morning that you continue, Lord God, to touch this nation, Lord God. All across the world, God, north, south, east, and west, God. Every man, every woman, every child, every boy, Father God, every age group, Lord God, and every ethnicity, Lord God. Lord God, you know who your people are, God. You know what they are in need of, God. You know what they are crying out to you for, God. So, Lord God, continue to be the good shepherd and see about your sheep, Father God. And we just want to say thank you for seeing about your sheep, God. Thank you for being a good shepherd. Thank you, Father God, for your shield and barrier protection that you provide around us, Lord God, and kept your angels, Lord God, as we, Father God, go about our day, Lord God. We thank you that on this morning that you kept us all through the night, Lord God. There was no robbers and no murders and no thefts, as God. We thank you, Father God, for even allowing us, Father God, to be able to be warm inside of our homes through the weather, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you for all, God, waking us up with our heart and our mind stayed on you, our mind in a place of soberness and vigilance, Lord God, with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet, and food on our table, God. We want to thank you for all, God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you allow us to experience to go through, Father God. Make it seem, Lord God, to grow in gratitude unto you, God. We dare not complain for anything, God, but be content in our current state, God. We are grateful for all, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, it's all necessary and intentionally purpose for your purpose and part of your grand master plan for us. You have purposed us for you, Father God, in your purpose, and we want to say thank you for that, God. Lord God, without you, we have no life. We have no meaning. We have no value. And we humbly come before you, Lord God, to give you our gratitude as we exalt you and lift you up and acknowledge you for being who you are within our life. And we want to tell you on this morning, Father God, that we love you and we appreciate you. We are grateful and thankful to you, Lord God. As we continue to go on forth, Father God, we ask you to continue to forgive us for all of our sins and our wrongdoings, Lord God. And continue, Lord God, to give us a heart of courage Bonus, oh God, to confess these things and close and shut down the mouth of the enemy, Father God. As you continue, oh God, to help us to break forward, break free, and break out of all these things that causes us or try to keep us in a place of captivity, Father God. Oh God, we just want to say thank you for the freedom. Thank you for the living. Thank you on this morning for you being who you are for us. And on this morning, we ask you to continue to hear these prayers, God, and answer them, Lord. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.